ईश्वराय वरदाय सुरप्रियाय लंबोदराय सकलाय जगद्धिताय नागाननाय श्रुतियज्ञ विभूषिताय गौरीसुताय गणनाथ नमो नमस्ते
विघ्नेश्वराय वरदाय सुरप्रियाय लंबोदराय सकलाय जगद्धिताय नागाननाय श्रुतियज्ञ विभूषिताय गौरीसुताय गणनाथ नमो नमस्ते
नमस्ते सुप्रभातम गुड मॉर्निंग टू ऑल लिसनर्स इन द ग्रेटर ह्यूस्टन ऑन के ब्रिज 106.1 एफएम और 102.1 एफएम HD3 गुड आफ्टरनून टू आवर यूरोप लिसनर्स एंड गुड मॉर्निंग टू आवर भारत लिसनर्स ऑन TuneIn.com यू आर लिसनिंग टू वॉइस ऑफ सनातन हिंदुइज्म ए रेडियो शो वी आर ऑन द एयर फॉर यू एवरी संडे फ्रॉम 9 AM टू 12 noon US सेंट्रल टाइम Our studio number is 832-704-9273. Local time is 4 minutes past 9 a.m. This is your host, Rakesh Parikh.
And Deepak Kotecha.
Our mission is to make all aware of the deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatana Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva. Thought of the day by Swami Vivekananda. Get up and set your shoulder to the wheel. How long is this life for? As you have come into this world, leave some mark behind. Otherwise, where is the difference between you and the trees and stones? They too come into existence, decay, and die. We have an awesome show for you today. Stay tuned. Coming your way shortly, 9:10 Hindu calendar, 9:30 Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Anand Srinivasan, 10 o'clock events roundup, 10:30 Sri Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara Narasimhan, 11 o'clock, Quest of Hinduism and Interaction Between You and Us. 11:15, Young Hindu Voice. And at 11:55, will be the Mangalam time.
धरे हैं ये ब्रिज माखन चोर राम कृष्ण कहिए उठी भोर राम कृष्ण उनक छत्र चवर सिंहासन उनक छत्र चवर सिंहासन भरत शत्रुघ्न लक्ष्मण जोर भरत शत्रुघ्न लक्ष्मण जोर इनक लकुट मुकुट पीतांबर इनक लकुट मुकुट पीतांबर नित गायन संग नंद किशोर नित गायन संग नंद किशोर राम कृष्ण कहिए कुटी भोर राम कृष्ण कहिए कुटी भोर राम कृष्ण कहिए कुठी भोर उन सागर में सिला तराई सिला सागर में सिला तराई इन राख्यो गिरी नख की कोर इन राख्यो गिरी नख की कोर नंददास प्रभु सब तज भजिए नंददास प्रभु सब तज भजिए जैसे निरखत चंद चकोर जैसे निरखत चंद चकोर राम कृष्ण कहिए गुठी भोर राम कृष्ण कहिए गुठी भोर कृष्ण कहिए उठी भोर आ आ राम कृष्ण कहिए उठी भोर सगम भगम रे 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 ga 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 ma re 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 sa ga ma dha pa pa dha ma pa ga ma re sa pa dha ma pa ga ma ga pa ma pa ga ma pa pa ma pa ma ga ma ma ga re sa ram krishna kari राम कृष्ण कहिए उठी भोर राम कृष्ण कहिए अवध ईश वे धनुष धरे हैं अवध ईश वे धनुष धरे हैं ये ब्रिज माखन चोर ये ब्रिज माखन चोर ये ब्रिज माखन चोर राम कृष्ण कहिए उठी भोर राम कृष्ण कहिए उठी भोर
Today is Sunday, July 5th. 2015, Vikram Samvat 2072, Shaliwan Saket 1937, Abhishek Ashad Mash, this is Adik Ashad Mash, Kruksha Paksha, Dhanishtha Nakshatra, fourth day of Tithi. This week, there is no major Tithi this week. We are in the Purushottam or Adhik Mas. Therefore, all days of this month are auspicious.
सिर धरे मटकिया डोले सिर धरे मटकिया डोले रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे सिर धरे मटकिया डोले सिर धरे मटकिया डोले कोई श्याम मनो हर लो दधि को नाम बिसर गए ग्वाल 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 दधि को नाम बिसर गए ग्वाल हरी लो बोले रे हरी श्याम मनो हर लो लो रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो कृष्ण के रूप छकी है ग्वाल छकी है ग्वाल मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर 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 गिरधर के प्रभु गिरि धर नागर चेरी भई बिन मोले रे चेरी भई बिन मोले कोई श्याम मनो हर लो लो रे कोई श्याम मनो कोई श्याम मनो हर लो लो रे
Padmini Ekadashi is observed on during the waxing phase of the moon, Shukla Paksha, only in the Adhik Mas, or extra month added to the Hindu lunar calendar, also known as Kamala Ekadashi. This ritual is conducted to wash away the sins and seek a place in the abode of Lord Vishnu, known as Vaikuntha. While the rules of observing the Padmini Ekadashi are same as any other Ekadashi, the story behind its observance is associated with Padmini, wife of King Kartavirya. Continue scrolling through the lines below to know about the story of the Padmini Ekadashi Vrat and the procedure for observing the same. How to observe Kamala Ekadashi Vrat? Legends go around King Kartike, who was the ruler of the kingdom of Treta Yuga. The king had been married to 1,000 queens only on the pretext of having a son that could rule his dynasty. Hence, in order to get a son that could rule his dynasty, the king had performed several austerities for over 10,000 years, but to no avail. Ansuya Mahapatirata on the way. Thus set out the forest. Knowingly, Padmini, one of the 1,000 queens of Kartavirya, followed him and met Ansuya Mahapatirata on the way. On inquiring about any rat that could help the conceiving a baby, Ansuya asked her to observe two Ekadashis that fall on the Adhik Masam. As directed, both Kartike and Padmini observed the said fast. Soon after, Lord Vishnu appeared before the couple and further informed that they would soon be granted their wishes as they had observed rats in the month that is considered highly auspicious. In due course of time, the couple was blessed with a healthy son named Kartavirajuna, who was not only powerful but also defeated and imprisoned Ravana. The Padmini Ekadashi Vrat is observed by following the same routine as that of Ekadashi. Devotees have to restrict themselves from consuming food items such as rice, urad dal, chickpeas, spinach, honey, and so on.
शंकर जय गंगाधारी
महादेव जय जय
Okay, listeners, today we're going to talk about some basics. We're going to start talking about some basics on a regular basis on this program. We're going to start by just simplistically going through what terms mean. So today we're going to talk about Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma is the original name of what is now popularly called Hinduism or Hindu Dharma. However, the terms Hindu and Hinduism are recent developments and are not entirely accurate, and the more accurate term is Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma is not a religion. It is a code of ethics, a way of living through one, through which one may achieve moksha. It is the world's most ancient culture and a social, spiritual, and religious tradition of almost 1 billion of the Earth's inhabitants. Sanatan Dharma represents more than just a religion. It provides its followers with a worldview, a way of life, a coherent and rational view of reality, ultimately leading to moksha. Sanatan Dharma, by its very essence, is a term devoid of any sectarian leanings or ideological divisions. The two words Sanatan Dharma come from Sanskrit, and Sanatan denotes that which is anadi, anant, ceaseless, that which has no beginning and has no end. Dharma doesn't mean duty, although simplistically it is defined as duty. However, let's look at dharma. The word itself comes from the Sanskrit root dhri, which means to sustain. A related meaning is that which is integral to something. For example, the dharma of sugar is to be sweet. Dharma of fire is to be hot. Therefore, a person's dharma consists of duties that sustain him according to his innate characteristics. These characteristics are both material and spiritual and are defined in the context of time. Hence, two broad corresponding types of dharma arise. Sanatan dharma, duties which take into account a person's spiritual constitutional identity as Atman and thus are the same for everyone. Therefore, the notion of Sanatan Dharma is the eternal and intrinsic inclination of the living entity, the Atman, to perform seva and service. Sanatan Dharma is transcendental and refers to universal and axiomatic laws that are beyond our temporary belief systems. Sanatan Dharma is not belief systems. Sanatan Dharma indeed is a code of conduct, a value system that has spiritual freedom at its core. Any pathway or spiritual vision that accepts the spiritual freedom of others can be generally considered part of Sanatan Dharma. First and foremost, Sanatan Dharma is anadi. Its earliest record is in the Rig Veda, which is the record of ancient sages who, by whatever means, tried to learn the truth about the universe in relation to man's place in relation to the cosmos. They saw nature, including all living things and non-living things, as part of the same cosmic equation, as pervaded by a higher consciousness. This search has no historical beginning, nor does it have a human historical founder. That is not to say that Rig Veda always existed as a literary work. It did not. It came down by the oral tradition. Before man spoke, Rig Veda did exist. And after man spoke, after man ceases to speak, Rig Veda will continue to exist. The nature of Sanatana Dharma, by its definition and by its core, is that it is centered around Brahman and all-pervading consciousness rather than centered by a prophet. It is experience-based rather than belief-based. It is beyond any historical date of founding. The process of growth, which comes from the seed, it is inherent in and inclusive of all, in the world, while above the world, both immanent and transcendent, the whole and the parts, loving of all and excluding none. These are the basic principles of Sanatana Dharma.
Sabaranga bor gaye. सोई सी सारी कसुमल अंगिया सोई सी सारी कसुमल अंगिया अब ही मोल लई अब ही मोल लई बिहारी मोहे सब रंग
छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटे ग्वाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो छोटो सो छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
अरे छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे बाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे बाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
अरे छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटे ग्वाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो छोटो सो छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
अरे छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटी छोटी लकुटी छोटे छोटे हाथ
छोटी छोटी लकुटी छोटे छोटे
बजावे मेरो मदन गोपाल
हंसी बजावे मेरो मदन गोपाल
छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो छोटो सो छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
अरे छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
दास रचावे मेरो मदन गोपाल
Okay, friends, so we're going to continue talking about Sanatan Dharma. What are the basic principles of Sanatan Dharma? Sanatan Dharma recognizes that the greater portion of human religious aspiration has always been unknown, undefined, and outside of any institutional belief. Therefore, Sanatan Dharma is not a is not an organized religion, and it is not an institution. The universal flow of Dharma, regardless of what name you call it, whether Dharma or some other name, has eternally existed, regardless of nomenclature. It has been before any of the great teachers were born. It is not better than or alternative to, but is inclusive of all. Dharma is that out of which our earth and humanity itself emerged. Dharma not only is, but always was, and always will be. To live in alignment with and to know the true nature of Sanatan Dharma is the ways of describing the higher goal of life. Sanatan Dharma thereby gives reverence to individual spiritual experience over any form of religious formalized doctrine. Wherever the universal truth is manifest, there is Sanatan Dharma. Whether it is in a field of religion, art of science, or in the life of a person or community, wherever the universal truth is not recognized or is scaled down or limited to a particular group, book, or person, even if it is done in the name of God, Sanatan Dharma ceases to function, regardless of what the activity may be called. Sanatan Dharma comprises of spiritual laws which govern the human existence. Sanatan Dharma is to human life what natural laws are to physical phenomena. Just as the phenomena of gravitation existed before it was discovered, hence gravity existed before it was discovered, the spiritual laws of life are eternal laws which have existed before they were discovered by the ancient sages for the present age during the Vedic period. Sanatan Dharma declares that something cannot come out of nothing, and therefore the universe itself is the manifestation of a divine being. Since Sanatan Dharma is referring to those ways of being which are in concert with the Absolute and are therefore laws, this term is not referring to something which is open to alteration or interpretation. Just as the laws of gravity, mathematics, or logic are not open to sectarian debate or to relative opinion, similarly, the subtle laws of God transcend all partisan concerns. The world is made up of three tendencies called gunas: sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Sattvic tendencies are those that are pure, clean, good, wholesome, calming, and peaceful. Rajasic tendencies are those that are active, moving, indecisive, and forceful. tamasic tendencies are those that inherently lead to inert, lazy, dull, and dark. If it were not for these three tendencies, we would not exist. Everything is a mixture of them. Even a saint who is primarily sattvic has some level of rajas or tamas in him, no matter how small, and vice versa. Sanatan Dharma makes use of yoga as the means to attain moksha, or God realization. Yoga is poorly translated to mean union, which it does mean, of course, but that's a poor definition because yoga encompasses so much more. Yoga is the union with the Brahman, which is the absolute entity. It is hence, therefore, the means of achieving the union and also the experience of the union. It is not merely a statement of the union. So it encompasses the actual experience of liberation. Sanatan Dharma and Hinduism have become synonymous in this modern day and age. However, they are not. And so let's start teasing apart some differences. Sanatan Dharma and Hinduism are used interchangeably by many well-intentioned people, including Hindus themselves. However, this is misleading. They are not interchangeable, and although Hinduism has at its core Sanatan Dharma, the word Hindu and the ism part of it is actually imposed upon Hindus. It is not something that we use to ascribe to ourselves or have not used it until the modern age. So the word Hinduism as used today, both inside and outside of India, is an identifier of an indigenous religion of India. Let's consider the moment the differences between the words. The suffix ism as attached to the word Hinduism is the problem. As all English language speakers know, as part of their language, is that ism is not a good connotation, and it signifies a particular or somewhat singular idea or belief, such as communism, vegetarianism, pacifism, consumerism, and so on. These words lead back to believing a particular idea. So the word Hindu has been used synonymously with Indian, but the British in the 19th century attached the word ism, or the suffix ism, to Hindu, and so now it is Hinduism. The West then shifted the meaning immediately by attaching the word ism to Hindu to mean Hindu away from its geographical identity and instead compartmentalize it to a particular and singular religious identity, which in the post-Enlightenment West meant a belief or a doctrine. We just saw in the earlier segment that we do not subscribe to a belief. It is a system of values. These are not necessarily beliefs. And yoga is a way of experiencing the system, the ultimate goal of this system of values, which is moksha. Hence, the West then, by attaching the suffix ism, makes it a belief or a doctrine. So Hinduism is not necessarily something that Hindus themselves or practitioners of Sanatan Dharma or believers of Sanatan Dharma, if you may, ascribe, is a word that they ascribe to themselves. So it is reasonable for anyone speaking English